Now, we've had a period, of course, a changeover in the Caherlaigh and mayors in the county, and our series of interviews with the new Caherlaighs of different sections of the county. We've got Fine Gael councillor Patrick O'Connor Scartine, who's the new Kinmare Minister for Caherlaigh, as well as on the line. Councillor Scartine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Well, listen, congratulations, I suppose. And I suppose, talk to me about your priorities for the year for the Kinmare Municipal District.
Thank you, Gerry. It's a great honour and privilege. But look, at the outset, I just want to say, as a Kinmare man, we're just so proud of Seán O'Shea, and indeed the whole of the Kerry team, and a true hero in our eyes. So he had us all. It was just fantastic there now yesterday, watching it, and we're all very proud of him. A true hero, and indeed all the lads from the locality as well. And just while we're on the GA team initially, I just want to say, look, I looked for accommodation in Dublin myself last night. There's not a lot up there. I'd be calling for some extra trains on the day. And indeed, maybe, you know, they should look into outdoor screens as well in some of our bigger towns, you know.
The trains actually, as it happens, the trains are booked out. The train in the morning, train in the evening, already booked out. We're asking Irish Rail if extra capacity can be provided. Now, there may be a question about that in terms of the issue with regards to the summer period. It's a different time. It's July instead of September normally, later in August. Obviously, Galway fans will be looking for extra capacity to travel from there as well.
They will, of course. And I even see it there in Galway. Where the Cahir look there in Galway is looking for outdoor screen there for some of the supporters who don't get to travel to Dublin and who are sort of conscious of the situation with COVID and stuff. So it's something I think we should be looking into here in this county as well, in some of our bigger towns, you know. It's important to be said. And just getting back to it there, Gerry, in relation to my position, I just want to thank my proposer, Councillor Dan McCarthy, and seconder Norma, and indeed all our councillors who I'll work closely with for the betterment of the municipal. And some people may not realise that it's called the Kinmare Municipal District. I think myself it probably should be called South Kerry. It covers all the ring of Kerry, and indeed, you know, a good bit of mid Kerry as well. So it's kind of all around the ring of Kerry, Killarglen into Beaufort, and on the other side, then it goes in as far as Kilgarvan. So it's purportedly the biggest municipal district geographically in the country. And of course, you've many towns and villages there, and it'll be interesting now to see the statistics from the recent census in relation to the populations and that of it. But, you know, the odd area in peripheral locations where the population has gone down. But by and large, I think the population has gone up in throughout the municipal district, you know. I just, as well as that, I just want to thank my wife, Katie. She's been very supportive and gives me good advice and guidance. And indeed, my parents, you know, who I work with there every day. And my dad is still very politically active. So it'll be an interesting year. But, you know, I suppose I would have many aspirations. And obviously, not everything will be done in one year. And some of these issues are probably still in motion, I'll just go through a few from there, which I outlined at the AGM. Phase two of the Kinmare Inner Relief Road, the Kerry County Council are seeking a grant for it at this stage. We've fierce issues there with wastewater, and we need an upgrade, and I'm calling for that, as well as the flood relief and defence scheme. So there's consultants appointed in relation to that. And I suppose, look, in Kerry, really, we have to create a lot of our own success. The IDA have left us behind. And we need to do what we can to support entrepreneurial endeavour. And in terms of tourism, further promotion of the Ring of Kerry, Ring of Beara, the Reeks district actually as well, there's a lot of work being done in relation to that. And, you know, in fairness, they are world-class destinations. greater linkages to the county as well. I'd like to see a few extra routes at Kerry Airport, and thankfully they've made a profit there last year, and I think they should really try and look at maybe Holland and Northern Italy, yeah, south of France.
As part of that, you actually went recently, as one of the first things you did, you went to Frankfurt in Germany, promoting Kerry at various events there.
That's right. We promoted Kerry there. We met with the organising committee of the Rosa Tralee, or the Rose Centre, we should call it, in Germany. We met the head of the Fault Ireland for Germany, Switzerland and Austria. And we also had meetings with the Consul General in Frankfurt as well. And it's just, we have a wonderful route there with Frankfurt Hahn. And that needs to be maintained, number one, and greater linkages between those areas and Kerry. Germany's absolutely huge population there, and if we could even get a second route. Unfortunately, we lost Berlin, and that was a blow. We need to work on that, and there was a lot of initiatives brought to the fore, which the council are working closely with now. And we've a fantastic tourism officer, John Griffin, who has made great contacts, and there's a lot of initiatives being worked on now on both sides. So,
And on the tourism front. Yeah, go on. Yeah, make your point. Yeah, that's one question.
No, I've just quite a few priorities. I was only going to go through some of them, but
want to ask you a question. Just in terms of tourism, in terms of development, obviously trying to get people in, there is a bit of pressure on accommodation, as you're mentioning about the All-Ireland in Dublin, but also in general for people looking to book to places like Kerry and the costs of, we're learning this morning more detail coming through about the government introducing new controls on short-term lettings in a bid to increase the number of the properties on the rental market. New controls result in more homes returning to the long-term rental market in rent pressure zones where rents are highest and where people have the greatest difficulty in finding affordable housing. From the 1st of September, online platforms will not be able to advertise properties in rent pressure zones which do not have the right planning permission. Right now, those people who wish to let their home short-term must have the right planning permission to do so. And non-compliance with these provisions will be an offence for both the individual property owners and the online platform. That's going to be a change, and that's going to take accommodation. I suppose it's a balance. Holiday accommodation that people need to come to places to holiday in. On the other hand, I suppose, people who need to rent long-term in these areas.
We need to achieve a balance, really. Obviously enough, a lot of people, including myself, I've used Airbnbs abroad and that, and they're absolutely fantastic. If you've too many in an area, then you've nowhere then for, we'll say, hospitality people to stay.
Hospitality workers.
Having a knock-on effect. Yeah. Hospitality workers. But it's just it's a balance. I think regulation is good, but I don't like sometimes there could be over regulation, too much red tape involved, and it might be a disincentive for someone to rent it, so I just want to see, that's only been announced this morning, and it'll be interesting to see the finer detail in relation to that. But look, certainly a greater balance needs to be achieved. And even a colleague of mine there was even saying there should be some form of tax incentive for a property owner to let their properties on a long-term basis,
Okay, final brief question on the national picture. This week is going to be dominated in the Dáil by a no-confidence motion in the government. Reports this morning, two TDs outside the coalition made it clear they would not support it. Fine Gael TD, who lost the party whip last week, Joe McHugh, and also Mark McSharry, who quit Fianna Fáil last year. Is the coalition wobbling? Are you confident that they'll see off this no-confidence motion?
I'm confident they'll see it off. I already see there whereby Joe McHugh in Donegal and Mark McSharry, who's a former Fianna Fáil TD, who's independent now, they've pledged their support for the government. I'm sure there'll be a few more. We'll announce it throughout the day. I think there's, they're looking at the alternative if the government fell, and not everyone would be happy with a Sinn Féin-led government. There's been great progress made. We've one of the lowest unemployment rates in Europe. despite COVID, despite the war in Ukraine, our economy is going well. There's measures being brought in to tackle the cost of living. So I think that quite a few of the independents will row in behind the government when it boils down to it.
Okay. All right. Listen,
just to say, Gerry, I actually have quite a list of other priorities from throughout the municipal district, and quite a few there for Carrigaline and Killorglin and the greater area as well. So just outline, it's actually a big municipal, and there's quite a few issues. But you're cut for time there. Okay,
we are. Thanks very much for that. That's Councillor Patrick Connors-Gartine, who is the new Cathaoirleach of the Kenmare Municipal District. If you view what he had to say, get in touch with us on the show.